would you say you do here?
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand it? What
day,
the hell is wrong with you
every
people?
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes,
The gray area is about to begin, and in walks Gray with a bottle of honey with a question mark on it.
Yep, it's got a sticky note on it that has a question mark on it that I hid it within this room, and that you regurgitated back upon me. But you put it on the honey, which so you know what this is, Joel?
What's up?
This is honey,
huh? Honey with question mark on it.
Rachel just gave me the finger point, like, hey. Like, the finger, she didn't make a noise, but it said, hey.
Welcome into another edition of The Gray Area. Joel here, Gray there. How you doing, Gray?
I got honey, so I'm doing great, Joel. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm pretty ticked off right now. I think my plastic sword's pretty cool, but apparently, I think the problem is the model. I think it is. I needed a better model behind my plastic sword.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, that's if we're. I mean. Yeah, I think the world's proven it. I can stick my foot in my mouth any of 18 ways to support what you've said, but yeah, there's a
98Q Country Facebook page. You can vote on the better of the. I'm not gonna tilt the survey by saying how much you paid for your fluffy animal and how much I paid for my plastic sword. I'll leave that off the table. All right.
You might as well now. You just implied it. People could even like probably do the math based on the words you just used.
All right. Yours was $15 and mine was $10.
That's
all right,
correct.
There
now,
we go.
There's a whole embarrassing layer to that story, Joel, that I didn't even share with you yet.
Which sideshow game, first of all, did you play?
I went for darts.
All right.
I threw darts at balloons.
Me too.
I looked around at the fair, and as in fare, at what was available to me, and I thought, I have skinny arms. I can throw darts pretty well.
I pretty much did that same evaluation. I looked around. I'm just like, this is what I'm meant to do right
here.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a hammer next to the darts, so I'm picking the darts.
no ringing the bell for these boys.
Oh yeah, and I heard the bell ringing. I know it was possible, but I didn't have to look. I know the people were bigger than me. But no, I threw some darts, and I went over there. Actually, Rachel and I have been together for quite a while now, and somehow we've made it this long without me ever winning a stuffed animal for her at a midway. And so she said, "You've got to." Before
you
we
got
left,
to.
it was a mandate. It was an executive order. That's a phrase that we know well.
I don't want to be critical of what you won, but what is it exactly?
It's a stuffed owl.
Rachel's going to laugh out there. It's a stuffed owl. Okay. I thought I went with owl, penguin, bird. Yeah, it looks like a cross. It looked like there may have been a crossing of species at some point.
No. It's a rainbow owl.
Okay.
It definitely got,
right.
it made its way through a fireworks factory and avoided all the fire and got the works. But I don't remember that one. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, the embarrassing layer is that I didn't even have any cash on me. So Rachel bankrolled my efforts.
So she bankrolls her own request for a stuffed animal from her man.
Oh, it was worse. Like, I pulled the wallet out and everything, and the moth flew out, and it was, yeah. It was a bad time. There still hasn't been cash in my wallet since that moment.
So man, $15 later. Now I got 7 darts for $10. So 15.
Did I, Joel? I just didn't hit enough of them to win the owl.
Oh, I see. You had to invest another $5.
Oh yeah. Okay. No. He gave us the. You've got prizes up to this row. If you get. You know, if you hit one more, you could get prizes up to this row. And of course, I was just south of the owl, so I looked at Money Bags there, beautiful as she is, and I said, "Hon, what do you think?" And she said, "I want that owl, you dart throwing machine." And she put another quarter in me and handed another 5 to the gentleman, and
you got her done.
Yeah, ipso facto. Owl-o,
picture of it, 98Q Country Facebook page. If you want to take a look at the owl versus my plastic sword. Which would just, it's a thing of beauty, that plastic sword.
Well, so did you give them all 10 at once?
Yeah, I laid down a 10 and I said, what'll this get me?
That's how we started too.
Yeah.
You did that. You told us that's what had happened. So I walked up and I read the sign that told me what $10 would get me. I didn't bother the gentleman with such a silly question. And I saw that it would get me 7 darts.
Yeah, for me, I was alone. So it was going to be $10 and whatever that gets me, it gets me. There was no expectation of what that was going to get me. I knew if I popped one, or even if I just popped one balloon, I knew I was going to get something. I was probably going to get something.
Yeah. And it was funny. I kept missing up and to the right. And I thought, okay, so let's aim down into the left. And I started hitting and I thought, okay, how am I that bad? Like, yeah. I'm not accurate, but I am precise because I just aimed down into the left and I started hitting. I thought, why?
It was like the catcher setting up his mitt outside the strike zone and then you threw a strike.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It's just like, all right, I'm going to plan to miss. Pop. Okay. Nice. I'm no athlete, that's for sure. But I made balloons afraid.
Great job, everyone involved with the Price County Fair. Had a good time out there on Friday. A few raindrops we dodged a little bit. We dodged most of the raindrops, but it was fun. It was
quick,
a fun day.
Quick emergency umbrella deployments, artistically timed and placed.
Yes. Yeah, so I have the sports question of the year for Wisconsin sports fans. Are you ready for this?
Is this the one that you told me was going to blow my mind?
Yes, it's going to blow your socks off. So get ready to be sockless today on the Prentice Golf Course. All right.
Great.
Are you ready? Okay. Here's the scenario. You have to pick one of these two things, all right? If one happens, the other one doesn't, all right? So, the Brewers win the World Series, all right? I'm going to tell you today that the Brewers get their first ever World Series championship, all right?
Okay.
In exchange for that World Series championship, soon after the Brewers win the championship, maybe that week after. Jordan Love gets hurt. You're on a 5-year rebuild, an average of 4.5 wins per year for the Packers over the next 5 years.
Average? Ugh.
Would you trade that for a Brewers World Series championship?
You want the short answer?
If one happens, the other one's got to happen.
You want the short answer?
Yes.
No.
No. Oh, Brewer fans.
I'm selfish. I'm going to be selfish. You're asking somebody you know is a football fan. I struggle. I'm not going to think hard about this. I'm going with the easy answer, with the gut answer. My whole personality, Joel, is an anti-aircraft gun aimed at the paper airplane you just threw my way. No. Kaboom! It's out of the air. Sorry.
not gonna do it.
No way. But put it the other direction. How about if the Packers win a Super Bowl, the Miz loses his right arm?
whoa, we're going to another level here.
I don't know. You weren't kind of nuclear. I guess I didn't have to go that far, but you get the idea. Let's flip it on its head. Do it the other way. The Packers get the long end of the stick, you know?
Let me add this to it now. If you don't get the world, if you do get the World Series, or that happens, if you don't get the World Series, the Packers just continue as normal, all right?
Well, that's exactly what's going to happen anyway. I'm going to take that reality.
That is a reality, yes.
Yeah, no Brewers World Series, and the Packers just keep chugging on. I think I'm gonna take the bland middle ground there. I'm not going to say it.
All right. I would guess there's a decent percentage of Brewer faithful that would say, you know what? I'll take 4 or 5 dry years of the Packers to get me one World Series.
Totally, totally. And the most boring of them are the ones that are just the opposite of me, the people who like baseball more than football. I'm afraid that I'm not capable of having an internal struggle over that question. You know, that's just, I don't care about the baseball implications. I really want to. I want to enjoy baseball so much. And I enjoy watching it now more than ever with the pitch clock and things like that. It helped people like me. But I don't know. There's still a barrier. I'm still struggling.
After watching the Brewer tribute, I watched it last night, the video that was posted, it's on our Facebook page. After watching that, I thought to myself, if the Brewers can win the World Series with this whole Euchre thing this year and the team and Murph, this is going to be a story. This is going to be an ESPY award winning story for the Brewers.
The ESPY awards. Oh man, those are the faces. Speaking of the MLB is making deals with streaming services. Netflix is going to get the Home Run Derby now. There were a couple different little mini deals announced where NBC is going to get like wild card or is going to get playoff games, and there's a short list of who gets what now. And Netflix is now dipping their toe in MLB baseball.
Well, a note to MLB: let's figure out the MLB app first of all, because I listen to people know I've been a Twins fan for all my life. I listen to Twins games on the MLB app, and it's the worst app I've ever listened to in the history of apps. It's just horrible. It bounces in and out of games. It randomly misses play by play. It repeats commercials, the same commercials about 50 times every game. It's a horrible. I only pay like, I think I paid $20 for the whole year, so I didn't pay that much for the app. But for MLB, and you think with all the money they have, the app is really bad.
Absolutely. Really bad. I mean, I think of stuff like that, and I wonder if they contracted it out, basically. You know, there's not somebody with an MLB email signature who's actually overseeing that.
Yeah, if anybody's ever listened to that, like maybe the Cubs on there, you probably know what I'm talking about, because one game I'll get Chicago ads, and the next game I'll get Minneapolis ads, then the next game I'll get an ad from a business in Minocqua. It's just, I never know. It's like they don't know where I am. It's like, who is this guy in northern Wisconsin listening to the MLB app?
Actually, it sounds like some of them might be being served to you based on geography, while the rest are just general interest stuff. It's amazing what you see when you start working in an industry where the placement of ads is relevant, you know, with Rachel making sure that things make sense in that realm, and having been dipped my toe in Big G's side of things. That's a whole level of thought happening. It's like the info in Willy Wonka just beaming through the air until it reaches your television.
So just a recap for those of you tuning in: Greg Gunderson willing to forego a Brewer World Series victory
To leave the Packers the same as they are.
To leave the Packers alone. A World Series victory by the Brewers would mean the Packers have 5 years of rebuild, 4.5 average wins per year. Not willing to make that trade.
Yeah, I just view it as a small loss for no gain. You know, I don't view the Packers being bad as a big loss. Would I be kind of a grumpy guy for 5 years? Maybe. I've been spoiled. It's been the good Packers for my whole life.
Yeah.
But like, it's just that I care a little bit about that and not much about the baseball issues. So, Toby's got thoughts. Toby apparently wants the Brewers to win a World Series.
That's the question to Packer fans today. Ponder that. Maybe present it to some of your other sports loyalist in your life, and see where it lies.
I think we've got to find some way to keep it within one sport, though. You know, that's the thing. Like, or you've got to at least ask people who really love both sports, because that question is so easy for me to answer, specifically because I am so biased. It might be tougher for someone like you. You know, like, how about we do it with the Twins and the Vikings?
You know what? That question I proposed to you came because I thought, this is a question I've had in my mind. The Vikings have always been pretty competitive. They have had very few years where they're not in the playoff hunt, close to the playoffs. They've been in the playoffs a lot. So I thought to myself, would I trade one Viking Super Bowl victory if instead of those 20 years of being competitive and being kind of on the brink many years, but instead of having that, I get the one Super Bowl win, but then I get to have a Browns 20-year run of just horrible, absolutely horrible. Would I trade that? And in my mind, I'm instantly, I want to say, yes, of course, I want the Super Bowl win. That would be fantastic. But then I'm just like, those 20 years of memories and joy and the Minneapolis Miracle and all that stuff would be gone. Everything would be gone.
You know, actually, I was going one half an era back. So what I was thinking was basically Twins get a World Series win, but the Vikings are stuck with Christian Ponder for 5 years and no AP and no Adrian Peterson to hand it off to. So you've got Christian Ponder handing it off to normal dudes, like normal NFL running backs.
That would have been like taking the Les Steckel year and putting it on the copy machine for a decade.
Oh,
what it would have been. More of the Gray Area coming up. It is 8:30. We got a lot more stuff on the menu besides just that. Stay with us here on 98Q Country.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. With National Guard troops carrying weapons patrolling the streets of Washington, D.C., President Trump considers sending troops to other cities as well, among them Chicago, where former Mayor Rahm Emanuel says,
as a commander-in-chief over his two terms, he has only deployed and put boots on the ground in American cities, never overseas. And just think about what that means as a country.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia has been taken into custody after checking in with ICE officials in Baltimore. He refused an offer to be deported to Costa Rica, which would have required him to plead guilty to human smuggling charges. Instead, he is expected to be deported to Uganda. Red flag warnings are up in Washington State, Oregon, and Northern California, with extreme heat, low humidity, and gusty winds, all raising the threat of wildfires. Israeli airstrikes on Nasser Hospital in Gaza have killed 19 people, including four journalists today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has unfortunately confirmed additional cases of measles in Oconto County, which is indicating community spread. All Wisconsinites are urged to check their vaccination status and take steps to protect yourself and your family. Measles is extremely contagious and may continue to spread throughout the state. You can get details at dhs.wisconsin.gov and also find more information about measles and check your status there. Thursday, September 16th, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., you're invited to recycle your electronics for free over on County Road B in Hayward. This is a free electronic recycling event, which allows you to dispose of your electronics safely and responsibly. This is held in partnership with Sawyer County's Clean Sweep. Other vendors will also be on site to accept household hazardous waste, medications, and sharps. A full list of the things that can be accepted is available online under the event listing, which is titled Recycle Your Electronics for Free - Open to the Public. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, September 16th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. over on 14655 West County Road B in Hayward. The water may have receded, but the struggles continue in Milwaukee. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
About 3,500 homes have been assessed for property damage after the soaking storm caused flooding in Milwaukee. And about half of those houses are reported as destroyed or severely damaged. The American Red Cross says that's the biggest thing that they're dealing with right now.
We have about 100 American Red Cross workers. I would say probably around 80 or so volunteers that are in Milwaukee and southeast Wisconsin, helping to support relief efforts.
That's Jennifer Warren, the Regional Communications Director for Red Cross of Wisconsin. She says a number of volunteers are still delivering cleanup kits throughout these neighborhoods that were hit hardest with over 10 inches of rain.
We have handed out more than 10,000 emergency relief supplies to over 2,500 households.
They're also working at the shelter set up at Milwaukee Marshall High School, providing hot meals and a place for people to stay and sleep.
They can come in if they just want to charge their cell phone, if they just want to have a meal.
Relief supplies and emotional support is also being offered there. And officials say cleanup could take months. The Milwaukee County County Executive says preliminary damage estimates exceed $34 million. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers face the D-backs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and Arizona Diamondbacks. Tonight in Milwaukee, the first of a four-game series running through this Thursday. Yesterday, a poignant tribute to Bob Uecker. Unfortunately, the Brewers losing the game to the Giants 4-3 after San Francisco scored twice in the ninth. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
God, I wish we could have got that for you, huh? What a great crowd, and this is such great turnout to honor such an incredible man, and just a great event. And I didn't think there's any way that the baseball gods would bestow this on us. But you look at the Giants, like I said yesterday, you know, they're built to win.
NFL, the Packers made a trade acquiring Darian Kennard, an offensive tackle from the Philadelphia Eagles. Green Bay giving up a sixth-round pick in the 2027 draft. They have to reduce their roster to 53 players by 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Racing at the Milwaukee Mile, Wisconsin State Fair. Christian Rasmussen, the surprise winner in his first IndyCar win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
The Pike Lake Firefighters welcome you to their 45th annual Fun Day Celebration, Sunday, August 31st. There's games for kids and adults, food, beverage, hourly raffles, a silent auction, and the $1,000 drawing will be at 6 p.m. Some of the raffle items include an electric bike, a gas grill, cedar swing, a 66-inch TV, a chainsaw, $500 meat certificate, and many, many more awesome prizes. The fun starts at noon on the 31st, and it's located at the Pike Lake Fire Hall on Fire Lane 144 off Highway 70 west of Anaqua and east of Fifield.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Mostly sunny and comfortably cool today. We'll get to around 64, 65 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. It could be a little frosty. We're going to drop into the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
98 Q Country. Country.
Broadcasting from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Good morning. Hi.
Brady has a question burning to throw right back at me after that heated first segment.
Well, okay, so you admitted something that I am immediately going to hold you to task for, which I didn't expect, and it was that Joel, so if you missed it, Joel asked me, would I trade a Brewers World Series win if it meant the Packers being bad for 5 years, basically. And so I sort of flipped it around before the break, but during the break, Joel admitted that he would trade both of the Twins' World Series wins for a Vikings Super Bowl win. And you specifically said, get those Vikings a win back in the 70s. But I wanted to ask, if you were going to give the Vikings a Super Bowl win, would you give it to them in the 70s, or would you give it to them under the helm, Brett Favre?
Oh, I would have, oh man.
Yeah, I thought you might like that one.
I was going to the Cunningham Moss rookie year when they were 15-1. Okay, Joel, you get the Super Bowl victory.
Yes, we're giving the Vikings a Super Bowl.
Here's your choice. 70s, the Moss Cunningham year in 98, or the Favre year in 2009 or whatever that
Chuck
was.
Chuck it up to Randy or Greg Lewis.
I think I would take the Cunningham Moss year in 98.
I don't blame you, because, honestly, for
because I think that might go down as one of the best teams ever in football if they would have won the Super Bowl that year. I think it would, because they set a scoring record for points, and it was just a dominating 35 points a game they averaged, I think, during the regular season or something close to that.
Yep.
So I'll take the Cunningham Moss 98 Super Bowl, throw out the two Twins World Series. I'm good.
All right. Wow. Not only would you take it there, you'd wipe out two Twins World Series.
I'd still have Kirby Puck. I mean, I'm not saying they might have went to the World Series and not won it, so I'd still have good memories. So
Fair. Yeah. And that's what you said. You've got a lot of memories from those two World Series, but you'd still give the Vikings one Super Bowl instead. What about if it meant then being followed by another Christian Ponder era? Would you?
You got to go back to Ponder, don't you?
He's my favorite.
You must talk to my son Blake a lot, because he always goes back to Ponder, too.
Oh, the guy was a handoff machine. Christian Ponder at quarterback. Adrian Peterson standing behind it. Why don't you just wildcat, snap the ball to Adrian Peterson? Yeah. Because what are you going to do on every play? I don't even remember who your wide receivers were back then. I remember Jarius Wright was one of them.
It didn't matter, yeah.
That wasn't what you guys were on the field to do.
Yes.
Stephon Diggs was the best guy, and Thielen back then, too, actually.
By the way, the Vikings pick up Carson Wentz over the weekend, so he is their backup quarterback. The Vikings dumped their second and third string quarterbacks, Mark Rippon and
Sam Howell.
And Sam Howell, and they dumped them both, traded one. So now the Vikings have J.J. McCarthy, the rookie, Carson Wentz back up, and this Brosmer guy, a not undrafted quarterback from the University of Minnesota, will probably be the third-string quarterback.
This, to me, is the same thing they did last year, but with an elevated move. Carson Wentz is a slight upgrade over Daniel Jones, but they did the same thing last year. They didn't clean house the same way. This just made perfect sense, though. They got some value out of Howell. They've got an experienced backup. Carson Wentz, I mean, I feel bad that he's a backup. I remember what he was, his rookie season and before his injuries. He played fast and loose. It was never going to last, but that's a quality backup option right there. So if McCarthy can't or won't or doesn't, neither will Wentz, but it'll be Wentz on the field.
Yeah, you realize this. You've got Sam Darnold, who of course left the Vikings. He'll be a starter. Daniel Jones, who didn't play a snap for the Vikings last year, but was in their quarterback room, he'll be a starter this year. So the Vikings cleaned out, and those guys are going on to do some maybe some good things. We'll see how Sam Darnold does. Willie Adames, nice tribute to Willie Adames at AmFam Field. I don't know if you saw this. He came to the plate for I forget what team he's playing for. Anyway, he came to the plate last week for the opposing team, and he got a rousing round of applause, a long standing ovation. Just a quality guy with the Brewers and a terrific player. And then, I don't know if you saw it, and then during that at bat, after he was cheered raucously, he hit a home run and was raucously booed also right after it. Just, and I'm sure he appreciated it and probably expected it, but just an awesome moment to cheer a guy, standing ovation, thanks for all you did for Milwaukee, and then he needed a home run, and get out of here, you bum.
Yep.
Boo.
How many human beings actually get to, you know, to be booed so heartily and to smile at it? You know, how many people get to have that feeling? Probably almost none, you know? That's a short list right there to get a full stadium boo and to feel it, you know? Maybe even agree with them a little bit, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you would want it, because if you made an out, they'd be like, yeah, but no.
No. That's the show must go on. That's the quality of the performance. I'm sure he was loving it.
Yeah. Great weekend at AmFam Field and the Bob Uecker tribute. Again, we got a link to that whole ceremony they did before the game on Sunday at 98Q Country Facebook page if you want to find it. Really, really simply. What else do we have going? Oh, it's hurricane season, by the way, if you didn't know that. Hurricane season. Also, this is the time of the year, of course, where you turn on the Weather Channel, and every time you turn on the Weather Channel, there's a guy standing on the beach, the wind blowing him sideways. We're out here with truth. Be careful, Bob.
Yeah, I don't. Every why single do they year. Send those guys out there?
Just do it once and record it. We don't care.
They must beg to. They must beg to do it. They must be, please. I bought the rain jacket. Can we please? Yeah. You know, like my favorite one ever. The one justifiable time it made sense was that guy. I think it was 2018 or so. The thunder snow. You seen that one?
Yeah.
Where there's like six lightning strikes in a thunder shower or in a snow shower, and that's a rare weather phenomenon. So he absolutely freaks out. And just the pure joy that he sees. But like, that was like a storm. You know, he was hunting a thing that he found. Why are you out there? Are you surprised that the wind is blowing you sideways? Because we're not. We knew what you were going to encounter.
Like Ron White once said, and every time I start to say this, my wife goes, don't do it. Ron White has the famous saying about the guy standing out there in the hurricane. Ron White says, it's not that the wind is blowing. It's what the wind is blowing. So you could have done 50 push-ups that morning. It doesn't help you when you get hit by a Volvo. It's very true.
Yep.
It doesn't matter because there's stop signs flying through the air. It doesn't matter.
Nope, you're not bulletproof at the end of the day.
Exactly. So the Price County Fair wrapped up. We had a good time out there. I was thinking to myself, after the fair, actually on the way home from the fair, I thought to myself, what is a fair food that's popular? When you think of a fair food and we don't quite understand why it's popular, why it tastes better when you're at the fair, why is it that food is so good?
Oh,
I'm okay.
I thought I read that question wrong. I read it as I don't agree that it's good, but no, I'm with you. Why are some foods better when you get them from the fair?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like a hot dog at the ballpark.
Funnel cake.
Yeah,
if you take a funnel cake outside the fence at the fair, I think it turns into like something akin to what the Wicked Witch melted into. You know, like you get the runoff from the floor of the Wicked Witch's palace.
But inside the fairgrounds,
it's magic. It's the nectar of the gods. It's just grease in a sponge covered in powdered sugar. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like, you know, those puff corn curls. They found a way to salt the air. You know, that's just salted air. Puff corn curls. Funnel cakes are just greased air. We found a way to levitate.
Yeah.
Some fat. A couple inches off a plate.
You know, state fairs obviously like to take it to another level. There's whole different things. But I'm talking about like little county fairs. And I was thinking to myself, is corn dog? And I thought to myself, no, corn dogs at home are still pretty good, especially with air fryers. I think corn dogs are really, air fryers, I think, added to the life of a corn dog. Because a corn dog in an oven always ends up being burnt on the edges and it's all right. But the air fryer helps that out. So corn dogs are good, I think, everywhere. A beer under a beverage tent. There's something about buying a beer under a beverage tent. And I don't know, it's because maybe you overpaid for it and you force yourself to tell yourself that it's really, really good. But a beer under a beverage tent at a fair or a festival tastes different to me.
I think in that particular case, I think it's the glue behind the nostalgia. You know, you've got the sounds, you've got the sights, you've got even some smells that are involved. But like the taste and the aftertaste of a beer is a, I think, kind of something that would underpin all of that and create a, I don't know, like more of a cohesive memory out of all of that to me.
There's one food that does not lose anything, but it's, you know, the only place I ever have it is the fair. And to me, it's mini donuts. I don't know if I've ever eaten a mini donut outside of a festival fairground.
Same. Well, actually... can't say that. I've eaten a lot of mini donuts, you know, the donuts,
yeah,
and the small, but like
I'm talking about right out of the fryer.
No,
where cinnamon or sugar on that.
Can you get them anywhere else? I can't think of an opportunity I've had outside of a fair to buy them in the first place. Maybe, yeah, in a mall. I bet there's a mall out there churning out some mini donuts,
because mini donuts are kind of like McDonald's. You got about 5 minutes and then it starts to get gross. You better eat it.
Yep.
You better eat it. It's not going to air fryer might be able to reheat the mini donuts,
probably.
but you probably could. But it's meant to be consumed right there.
Yeah.
But how often do you go to a restaurant and in the dessert section it says six mini donuts for $5?
Never. Yeah. Not that I've seen. But they were absolutely killer this weekend, by the way. Every single thing was absolutely awesome.
Yeah, the 4-H'ers had the mini donuts, and those were absolutely fabulous. All right. Anything else you got from the weekend?
We had a good time out and about taking some pictures of mushrooms out there yesterday in the woods. It's kind of the peak season for that.
It's a good day to be walking in the woods. A little bit cooler weather. That way you don't get too warm.
It is. Make sure you're doing that safely as certain hunting seasons pick up and outdoor activities pick up involving firearms. If you're not out there with one doing those sorts of things, there's a list of things worth knowing. Short and easy. Don't be scared, but do know what you're getting into. I picture it. It's never going to happen. It's people are safe and smart, but it's just like, imagine getting shot hunting mushrooms. Joel just turned his head, and I did too, to watch a temper tantrum.
There's nothing better than a tennis player temper tantrum. The guy's just smashing his racket, just absolutely destroying his racket.
Well, I mean, and like the there was a certain flavor to his anger there where he wasn't like, so he's beating his tennis racket against the bench that he's sitting on.
And there's like a 4-year-old kid standing right behind him in the audience watching him like, you're an idiot.
Oh, I mean, but like the way that he's doing that, it's like he's got a goal, not just to defeat the racket or to break it, but it's like he's specifically trying to.
The kid just staring down at him. It's like, can I have that when you're done?
And then so he's just funny. What are you going to do with the mangled racket after that?
It's John McEnroe to another level.
Dignity.
No doubt about it.
On a Monday.
Brings me joy. It brings me a lot of joy watching the frustration of the professional athlete.
Joel, other people are angry. I've got peach mango green tea. Life's good.
I had something else, but then I forgot. So Fair Foods congratulations, everybody, on a great fair. Oh, I wanted to talk about the Highway 13 thing going on here in Park Falls to wrap it up, because I woke up Saturday morning to the smell of just, it's Saturday morning smelled like a skunk, like a skunk had been caught up in a tar-making machine on the highway and then spewed into the air, because when they eat cement now, when they make roads like Highway 13 and they just shave off like the top inch or two of the highway, that machine that does that emits an odor that is not pleasant. It's not a pleasant odor. It's a very, it's not an odor that like permeates the whole town. It's a very like streamlined odor of where you're caught in the wind. And my house was caught in the wind. Because my wife and I woke up Saturday morning, and we looked at each other just like, what is that? And then we heard the beep, beep. Yep. The rain set the highway crew back. And so now everybody gets to work on Saturday, and they did finish up eating all the tar. But I want to know the mechanics of that machine, because that thing has got to be burning at like a million degrees when that machine hits the tar and eats it and burns it and then spits it into a truck behind it. It's an amazing piece of machinery.
It is. It is. And it has a smell. And it's amazing what it takes to build a road and to make a road that can withstand the punishment that cars and the weather have on it. And I mean, that's the only thing we've discovered, I think, that can stand up to the task that we can make in bulk is petroleum products. And they stink when you heat them up.
I miss the sound of a jackhammer.
You can have it.
It used to be, if you ripped up a road, you better have a jackhammer, right?
I mean,
if you're going to unfold tar or cement back in the 70s, you weren't doing it if there wasn't something to hammer in that road, pulverizing it really hard.
I know that every time New York shows up in a TV show, there's the sound of a jackhammer in the background. I think I've seen 3-hole jackhammers ever. that is a stock noise.
But the process of replacing a road like this Highway 13, we've just become numb to it, but the process has become so much easier and faster than, I mean, literally a machine went up and down Highway 13 in the city of Park Falls and just ate the road, and there were 5 or 6 trucks lined up behind, guys sitting in there just waiting for their truck to be loaded with the stuff, and they hauled it away. Miss the days of the jackhammer, miss the days of the large piles of cement that are waiting to be hauled away. It's not there anymore.
You know, I was just doing some quick on the fly Googling about asphalt recycling, and both of the processes I was finding involved the word cold. Cold planing and cold in situ recycling. And I'm thinking there's a lot of heat at some point in the process.
It has to be.
Maybe not in the steps that they advertise, but if you're wondering why the skunk rolls through every half hour for 6 hours a day this week, yeah, that's why.
Hats off to all those workers, by the way, after everything I just said about what you're doing.
Slow down out there, by
the
way.
Slow down.
There's a lot of people who like to turn out of Super One and step on the gas. Why? Mm-hmm. Yes, I know it's a 40, but not for long.
Yeah.
Not for long.
And when you get detoured back on the side roads, slow down. I saw twice over the weekend a car passing another car in a real residential area with no lines in the middle of the road. Just slow down. Just settle down.
Yeah, and if you say you're a good enough driver to pull it off, that's fine. But the world's not good enough to let you do that. You know, it's just somebody's going to do something that you don't expect.
All right, Gray, you, me, Big G, and your brother Thor and Prentice this afternoon, you have been warned. 1:30 shotgun start, Tavern League, golf. If you live anywhere near the golf course, if you're in that little apartment complex right there across from the clubhouse, just stay inside from 1:30 to 4:00. I'm going to be teeing off, and I haven't golfed in a while.
Deploy your Kevlar home shielding systems, and if you haven't updated your canopies, well, to each their own. Good luck out there.
Prentice, you have been warned. Have a good week, Ray.
Thanks, Joel.
Thanks, everybody. Let's get to the news in just a moment here.